It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Are video games art? The National Endowment for the Arts says, yep. Game makers who are members of nonprofit arts groups can now apply for NEA grants, just like painters, dancers, and theater troupes. Alice Myed is Director of Media Arts at the NEA.
I think it's just a part of the natural evolution of the endowment. We look at where and how the public is consuming art, and there are all of these media platforms beyond broadcast that we think are very important.
So what is the NEA looking for?
Artistic excellence and artistic merit are the criteria that we judge all of our proposals by. And that, of course, to a degree is subjective, but we have a peer review panel of experts that are very knowledgeable about the field at large. And so they can identify projects that really stand out and have the potential of raising the profile for the field.
It won't be the popular big budget games getting grants. They don't need the money, for one thing. But it goes beyond that, according to John Sharp of Savannah College of Art and Design. Sharp says many popular games, including L.A. Noire, this week's hottest new release, are more craft than art.
I think L.A. Noire is an excellent example because it has what a lot of folks in the games community might call cinema envy, that it's interested in borrowing a lot of ideas from film. And in the process of doing that, it ends up leaving behind a lot of the things that games are uniquely good at doing.
What are games uniquely good at doing?
One of the things is providing a co-authored experience. So with the film, the director, the cinematographer, the writer, and so on, have total authorial control over the experience that we're going to have. But when you're playing a game, the decision space that the game makers provide the players allows them to have a say in what that experience is going to be.
For an example, Sharp points to a game called Passage.
You begin walking across the screen from left to right. You're playing a male character, and you bump into a female character, and the two of you connect, and you begin this journey together. And you're walking up and down and around in this very narrow passageway, looking for treasures. Sometimes you're able to fit through a narrow passage together. Sometimes you're not, so you have to sort of turn back, change course. As the two characters move across the screen, they both age very slowly, about maybe three-fourths through the game. Typically, the female character will die off, so the male character is left to kind of continue on his journey on his own. And once you get to the end of that 5 minutes, he too dies. So it's just this very simple meditation on a man and his wife's journey through life.
We have a link to where you can play Passage at MarketplaceTech.org. Time to improve your tech vocabulary.
Lingo droid.
Australian researchers have built a pair of robots that are forming their own language. The robots, called Lingo droids, were set in a maze and given cameras, sonar, microphones, and speakers. When one came to a new place, it made up a word for it and told the other. They kept doing this until they agreed on names for all parts of the maze. Researchers hope Lingo droids will develop more sophisticated ways to talk to each other. Someday you'll walk by some Lingo droids and they look at you and then they say something in Lingo droid and laugh. Sure wish I spoke.
Lingo droid.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them on newsstands, iPhone, and iPad, and at The Economist Online.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.